Exactly. I mean, if he plays a really good game, takes Maccabi to Final Four, then it's a no-brainer. I mean,
Or
it's
Monaco in this
done.
case. I think we have our
All right.
opening.
This is the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge Podcast with Javi Gancedo and Frankie Sachs.
Welcome back to the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge Podcast. This is episode 34, Javi. Did you ever think we'd get 34 episodes in?
Hey, hello, Frankie. Hello, everybody. Not really. No, I mean, once we started the podcast, we knew it was going to be for the whole season. We hope to do hundreds of them. We'll see. I guess that we haven't talked about it, but I mean, they'll keep us for another season at least, right?
I hope we don't get canceled.
Yeah. I mean, so far we are getting good reviews and also in-house and everywhere. So I guess that the Fantasy Challenge podcast will go on, I don't know, forever, but for a little while, yeah. Well, game five, it's still playoffs time.
It is
Can
still
you believe
playoff
it?
Time. It's unbelievable. I did not think this year we'd see three series go the distance.
Yeah, I mean, all the predictions I did, I only guessed Madrid. All the others had 3-1 or 1-3. Right now, that means that all the three predictions that I made are wrong. Maybe I'll guess the winner, but not exact number of games in this series. But game starts are fun. I mean, if you think about it, there are only seven games to finish the season, and six of them are do or die.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All of them, but the third place game, it's a kind of do or die game also, but it's not as decisive as the others, you know?
There's a reason they call it playoff basketball, and we're about to see the best of it.
Yeah. It's going to be dramatic. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be thrilling for every single fan out there. So don't miss it. It's going to be great. And this time the playoff games are spaced in a way that you can see them all. So go to EuroLeague TV, watch them all. It's going to be fun.
Absolutely. We have to thank the basketball gods and the schedulers. So at least even from the fantasy point of view, it's great to have the Maccabi Panathinaikos game on Tuesday and the other games on Wednesday. So both as a fan, so you can see more games for fantasy, it's huge to have that turn two to correct your mistakes. And looking forward to it. It should be a great week.
Yeah. Okay, let's go game by game, shall we? We should start chronologically by Panathinaikos Maccabi. Looks like there's one thing that everybody talks about, that we had 18 game fives in the history of the EuroLeague. And all 18 games were won by the home team. No road wins. The only do-or-die playoff road win ever was Baskonia in a best-of-three series against Panathinaikos in Oaka. You probably remember Baskonia players running to the locker rooms after the win, after Albertis missed a shot. And it was, I think, an iconic image. But we'll see. Are we going to break the curse? Do you predict that, anybody can, I mean, any of the road teams can actually win on the road and make it to the Final Four?
Absolutely. Look, if we're being honest, all three road teams could win. I'm not predicting all three, but we've seen it because they have in this series. All of them have won the game on the road. We know that they can. All of the road teams have some veteran players. I think that the pressure is not going to be what stops them. Although, on the flip side, we've just seen in game four, with opportunities to win, Fenerbahce go cold in the fourth quarter down the end. Maccabi go cold in the fourth quarter down the end and lose games at home. So all of that, it is real. The pressure, the stress, the game five jitters, all of that is real. But could a team, a road team win? Absolutely. Will a road team win? I expect one will win.
We'll see. I mean, I see out of the three, I think Panathinaikos is the heavy favorite to win. I mean, maybe I'll be wrong and I'll be proved wrong soon. But I think Panathinaikos is going to be the biggest winner of game five. And that's why I build my team around Panathinaikos in fantasy. I put Ataman as head coach and I signed Slukas, Kendrick Nunn and Matthias Tessar, who all played well in game three and four. Well, not Slukas didn't play a good game three, but he was outstanding in games two and four. And then with the little money I had for the final player, I decided to put Papa Petro just in case, but it's not a player I'm counting on to be my starting lineup at the end of the round. But yeah, I'm going with Nan, Slukas, Lesort, and Ataman, all in with Panathinaikos in round five, in game five of the playoffs.
So when I look at the three series, And all the road teams. I think the one team that has the least to lose is Maccabi. I think Olympiacos is probably kicking itself for not having the home court advantage, having not won the series already. They came into the season think they were a Final Four team. The same goes for Monaco, which for a long stretch of the season was in second place even. And if they don't win at home, that you know they'll be they can't accept it. Same thing, Fenerbahce, right? It's rough start once Charles got there. They were running their red hot. They see themselves as the Final Four team, and Barcelona, it goes without saying, I've been since Rubio came, I've been thinking that they're an absolute championship contender. This one series is the one where there might have been questions. Panathinaikos is a new project. Now, Ataman is not accepting any excuses. He says there's a Final Four team. He said after game one, if they're not in the Final Four, he probably won't be there next year. So all those teams will feel like it's a failure not to make it to the Final Four. Maccabi is a little bit different. I think coming into the season, they felt they were a Final Four team. Now they go into game five, minus Wade Baldwin. You know, they didn't really play any games at home this year. They feel like the world's been against them the way things have happened. So they have the least pressure. So if there's a team that I'm going to pick to win on the road, it's the team with the least pressure. They've shown that they can play without Baldwin, although I would not have expected. If you asked me after game one, I would have said it's over. No Baldwin, no Maccabi. They've won without Baldwin. In fact, the only two games that they won, no, that's not. They won game one when after he got hurt. They won game three without him at all. So I'm building my team.
No, that's a cool fact about Maccabi. It's a very, very stupid one, but I'm going to say it anyway. If Maccabi makes it to the Final Four, they're going to play 43 yearly games, which is a new record, and only one at home. That's unbelievable. 43 yearly games, it never happened because they play the play-in. They're going to go to game five in the playoffs. So they're going to play the maximum number of games that they can play.
If they had lost the play-in, they could have played one more. But yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty close to it. So I'm building my team around that game. Also because it's the turn one game, and I think it's the smart way to go. And in general, you will see, as I haven't finalized my roster, I'm still playing with it in my head, but generally I'm thinking this is game five. I'm not looking at it as a fantasy expert. I'm looking at it as a Hollywood producer. Who are the stars that could step up and have a movie made about them? And that's what I'm thinking. I've not had Slukas all series. Slukas is on my team. Game five, Slukas has got to be there. For centers, I'm sticking with Josh Nebo and Lesor, because I think those are the two best centers, and they've been pretty. Lesor's been outstanding all series. Nebo's been a little bit up and down, but for game five, have them both, and then you're guaranteed to have one good center that you can roll with. Lorenzo Brown, he's the other Hollywood player for this one. No Baldwin, it's all on him. He had a tough season, injuries, overcame it all. Game in the playing showdown exploded, so then I want to have him. And then the other two guys, I can't believe having six from this game, but I think that the lack of Baldwin creates the opportunity, and because of that, I'm going to have Tamir Blatt and Antonius Cleveland, because someone's going to make up for all the production that Baldwin has, and I just think it makes sense. I wouldn't advise always to go six in on one game. On the other hand, there's only three games, so you've got to play a little bit, and that's how I'm going. But I think that Maccabi has a chance to win, the best chance of the road teams, I don't expect that I will have four people on my final roster come Wednesday night. There's some of them probably won't play well, and they'll be removed for the guys on the bench. But four Maccabi players, two Panathinaikos players, that's my starting lineup for Tuesday, at least as of now.
Man, the problem is that I make my team like in advance. I think about it, then I talk to you, and I have to change it. Tamir Blatt is a very good option, and I have to find a way to put him in. The only way that I can go is to buy a cheaper forward other than Hayes Davis, who I have already, and then put Blatt and put somebody else. But I'll see what I do. Anyway, second game, we have to talk about Maccabi against Fenerbahce.
Monaco
against Fenerbahce. This is a very tough call. Sorry, Monaco against Fenerbahce. This is a very tough call. This is... I don't know. We are all expecting a huge game from Mike James because he hasn't played a super game in the whole series, and it has to happen. And if he wants to be the MVP, I think he's going to be the MVP anyway, or he's going to be right there to win. But if
you want to be the MVP, win him the MVP, absolutely.
Exactly. I mean, if he plays a really good game, takes Maccabi to Final Four, then it's a no-brainer. I mean, it's
or Monaco in this case. I think we have our opening.
Right. Yeah. We have our opening. Ah, Monaco. So, yeah, but it's not just going to be all about James. I mean, they have Jordan Lloyd, who is really good at do or die games. I don't know if John Brown is going to play. If not, then I think that's why I'm keeping Hayes Davis. I think that if John Brown plays, I'm gonna sell him. But if not, he has a huge advantage there. The other player I have is Georgios Papagiannis. He's been playing really well. He had a double-double in game 4. I don't have that much money to afford Nebo and Lesor and then have a competitive team with all the guards that I want. So I put Papagiannis instead of Nebo, and I'm going to roll with that because Big Papa is, again, if we know that Motley is going to play, maybe I'll change my mind. But so far, Motley hasn't played in the whole series. We don't know if it's going to be available for game 5, but if he isn't, Papagiannis got ahead of Stanley in the rotation, and he'll play all the big minutes at the 5 position, where I think Monaco's weaker. So
it's not just if these guys will play, whether you're talking about John Brown or Motley. It's will we know it by Tuesday evening when we have to lock the rosters? And if they're game time decisions, do you want to risk that, especially with turn 2 guys where there's no going back? I'm afraid we may not have concrete information at that point. I think the teams are going to really want to wait till the last second before committing, understandably. So that makes it risky. I will say for the record, I am picking Monaco for this game. I picked Monaco in 5. I picked Monaco originally when we made our predictions on Euroleague.net.
You have to stick to it, yeah.
So I've got to stick with it. There's no reason going back. That was the only series I believe I predicted to go 5, but so I'm going to stick with Monaco. I'm hedging a little bit with Brown not knowing what's going to happen, but I'm taking Alpha Diallo because of that. He's already had one very, very strong game in the series, and I feel like for that same Hollywood producer thing, you have to have Mike James. Those are the players that I've picked from this one. I wanted to get Scotty Wilbekin in because I could also imagine a huge game for him, but at a certain point you run out of guard spots. And if I feel like I have to have Slukas and I have to have Brown and I have to have Mike James, and I'm really think there's a lot of value in Tamir Blatt at his price, then I could not squeeze in Scotty. If something happens, then I could find a way to afford him, but I'm not confident enough that I want to change everything. So he is the player that I'd love to have from Fenerbahce, who I don't have. If you're feeling it, go after Scotty Wilbekin. I think that he could decide a game like this. But Mike James is all eyes are on Mike James, and I'm picking Monaco.
Yeah, same. I think Monaco will win if Mike James has a great game. I also expect Elia Kobo and Jordan Lloyd to be solid. And with these three star players in the backcourt, there's little doubt that they can do it. But Fenerbahce has experience. Fenerbahce, I don't know. It was a really tough loss for them, losing, having, the possession to win the game. And, I don't know if... I think that the chance that they had with Wilbekin in game 4, I don't know if they're going to have it in game 5. We'll see. I kind of think that Fenerbahce is going to win, though. We're assuming all of us, that Mike James will have a great game and then Monaco will win. But what if they don't? Well, they have been pretty good stopping him on defense. Calaithes has been sensational all series long. I'm going to think that maybe Mike James won't have such a great game and maybe Fenerbahce will win. But I'm keeping Mike James just in case. I mean...
That's exactly it, right? There was a period here where I said, you know what, I'm going to cut Mike James for exactly those reasons. I thought maybe I'll pick up Laporotova. But when I come back to this is game 5, it's not just basketball. There's so much more to it. And if you want to look at it, who's going to have the Hollywood ending, then you have to have Mike James there. So I went back to him, and I don't feel comfortable not having him in my lineup for game 5.
Well, at 9 o'clock, we have Barça against Olympiacos in Palau Blaugrana. Everybody thinks that, if a road team wins in game 5, it's going to be Olympiacos. But I don't see that. I mean, I've seen hundreds of games, not hundreds, but dozens of games in Palau Blaugrana. And that atmosphere can be tough. I'm picking Barca for this game, and I really think that they're going to bounce back despite that ugly loss in game four. What do you think?
I agree. Again, I feel like I have to stick by my word from the beginning of the series, and I predicted Barca in a sweep. So I certainly have to feel that they can win game five here. I also am going with Grimao as my head coach, which is not a popular move, but I've been saying for a while I feel like Barcelona is the team that has the most potential of the team, most untapped potential, the most that we can still see. I was pleasantly surprised to see so many, big games, big moments from Jabari Parker. We haven't really seen that yet out of Ricky Rubio. A couple flashes, but not a huge game yet. But I think there's so much talent there, and it's all waiting to come together. And this is no disrespect to Olympiacos. I would have been on the Barcelona train, regardless of who they're playing now. But I do feel that this is Barca's game to win. And that's why I was looking to squeeze in Laporte into my lineup. Right now, I only have for this game Parker and Peters, but I also have Grimao.
I think that it's very important for Barca to match Olympiacos' physicality, which is what didn't happen in game four. Shaquille McKissick came off the bench and destroyed them basically with physicality, quickness, and aggressiveness. I'm going with Barca. I think they're going to play their most physical players. I think Kalinic will play a big role. I think Parker will play a big role. I think Vesely will play more minutes than Hernan Gomez. So I'm going for, I think, Jabari Parker and John Vesely are the picks for Barca. Laprovittola, he's a difference maker. He's the most clutch player they have right now. But
Absolutely. Yeah, I would love to
he.
find a way to get him in. I like I said before, I like the guards that I already have. The only way I think I can get him is if I were to give up on James. But one more thing I think is important to note. Going back, and I have not done a ton of research, but if memory serves, I can't remember another team that's lost as badly as Barcelona in game four and not come back to win game five. Last year, Monaco got killed in Tel Aviv in game four, and then they came back and they took game five. I think that you don't want to lose game four, but if you're going to lose it, better lose it in a, by getting crushed than by coming up short at the end the way Maccabi and Fenerbahce did. So I think that all the teams that lost game four are going to come hungry into game five, but Barcelona for sure is going to come wanting to prove something, and I think that will serve Barcelona as a team very well.
Yeah, completely agree. Olympiacos, what they have to do is again play really physical, and they have been using different lineups, and I like that. There's an element of surprise to Coach Barsoukas because Moses Wright didn't play in game four. Luke Sigma didn't play in game four. Luke Sigma had been starting for the first three games until Papanikolaou came back. By the way, Papanikolaou also made the difference in game four. Then he can use. I mean, he gave a lot of playing time to Milutinov, who had 11 rebounds in game four, but didn't play so well in game three. He has so many options that could give the Reds the edge. But again, the fun part is finding out, and we're gonna find out very soon. And I just can't wait for game five, man. It's gonna be amazing.
So to sum up our picks for Maccabi against Panathinaikos, you have Panathinaikos and I have Maccabi. For Fenerbahce against Monaco, I have Monaco and you have.
I have Fenner.
Okay, Fener is the road team. And Barcelona against Olympiacos, we both have Barcelona. All right.
So it's we all think that, I mean, we two think that the curse is going to be broken one way or another.
Yes, one way or another. One way or another.
Yeah, but then if you read social media, people say that the most probable game five road winner is Olympiacos. So you never know. It's gonna be such fun. I mean, it's I can wait. I can wait.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. And then after this, it's Final Four time.
Absolutely. Well, what can I say? Remember to follow us on social media. If you have any doubts, we'll be happy to be there, especially on X, where Frankie is Mr. EuroLeague. I'm Ganchetto with a double T. Also on YouTube, if you want to leave a comment, we'll be there to reply and to answer questions or to whatever. I mean, just get in touch.
Keep the conversation going.
All right, and enjoy the games, please. It's going to be great if you can watch on EuroLeague TV, even better, because we'll have the players' view. We have great commentators. It's going to be amazing, and we have a couple of surprises for the Final Four. We'll let you know about it.
And until then, maybe our next episode will be from the Final Four,
and maybe we'll do it together. Yes. Should we do it together, right? We don't see each other in the whole year. About time we do something, like both with the same camera. We'll see. Anyway, have fun, enjoy the game. See you next week.